back to the phones. Gertie, what you want to talk to me about?
Good evening, Bob. Can I take you back to last week, your show last week?
Sure can.
You really made me happy. You had a little history in there about Romo and Dresden.
About who?
And Romo. General Romo.
Rommel, yeah, Rommel. Oh, yeah.
Rommel, yeah.
Irvin Rommel, yeah.
Yeah, Rommel.
Gewiss.
Yeah, ganz gewiss Rommel, yeah.
Ach, du lieber.
I heard you mention Dresden.
Du bist Deutscher.
And yeah, ich war hier gelegen und hab dran gedacht.
Yeah, okay.
Ach, das sent me home when I had it. I just had to call you and thank you for it.
Oh, you're welcome, yeah.
I just felt like for the few minutes I was back home again because I lived over there during World War II.
Now, is Rommel a hero, I assume, in Germany still?
Pardon?
I mean, is Rommel a hero and well thought of, I assume, in
Germany?
Yeah,
my oldest brother got caught in World War II in Russia. You know, they took him all the way back to Russia. He was in SS.
Oh, my goodness.
For 3.5 years. And
not
still, just my brother passed away. Everybody I have never talked to, I've been back many, many times.
Yeah.
And they all talk about Rommel yet. I thought maybe you didn't understand. I can't say it any other way. But Rommel.
Oh, yeah, Rommel.
Rommel, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
General Rommel.
No,
and
he was.
You just make me very, very happy. I've been seriously ill the last 3 months, and it just picked me up, and I just couldn't help. I couldn't get through last week, but I had to call you this tonight and let me go back a few days.
No, I think it's important to remember Rommel and to tell the true story about him, because I do think in a very tough time for Germany, obviously, Second World War is not
mm-hmm.
good, and there's a lot of bad moments there.
Oh, yeah.
But Erwin Rommel is a heck of a general and is deserved of respect, even as an enemy. And so, yeah, I would definitely remember.
And he
was killed by Adolf Hitler as part of the bomb plot.
Yeah, he's still respected to this day over there. Believe me.
Yeah. And it's well-deserved.
And that's what's the last, of course, when you played Lili Marleen.
Yeah.
And I thought if you would... Oh, I heard you sing before along. You got a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you much.
When you sing along with certain songs many times. Especially when I was so ill and recuperating, I laid here and... You would not believe how much relief you brought me.
Oh, well,
so
you're very welcome.
Nochmals herzlichen Dank. Herzlichen Dank. Nochmals herzlichen Dank. Und gute Nacht. Und auf Wiederhören.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiederhören.
Yeah, and you're welcome.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Bitte.
Yeah.
Bitte.
Dankeschön. Gute Nacht.
Yeah, good night. And I know a little German, but I don't know that much. But, Erwin Rommel, I liked him when I... He's just a top-notch general, you know. He's on the losing side, but he fought honorably, and I think he's worth remembering. And ironically, I mean, he's killed by Adolf Hitler. I mean, because he's implicated in the bomb plot to kill Hitler, and they never really did get along anyway. But Erwin Rommel is one of the top generals you're ever going to run across. Some great quotes from him too. I don't have them with me. I had them last week, and now I don't. I can't remember off the top of my head some of my Rommel quotes, but one thing, now this one stands out. This is good advice for people in Iraq. One of the quotes from Rommel is, you don't fight a battle unless winning it gains you an advantage. That's just common sense, right? You don't waste people's lives if winning the battle isn't going to do you any good. We are in Iraq right now, and what do we secure by victory in Iraq? Do we win the war? No. We win terror? No. But if we lose in Iraq, it's a major loss. Now, that's called a strategic error. And Erwin Rommel would not. He's the kind of general that wouldn't get you in that kind of mess.